4 for the Eagles here. Murphy and shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws.
Welcome into the WZBC Sports Podcast, episode 15. I'm here with Anthony Iotti. My name is TJ Hartnett, and we've got two of Bird Ball's finest here from Boston College, Jake Palamaki and Johnny Adams. Thank you guys for joining us here on the podcast.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Of course, and I guess we'll get right into it with our first question. We'll talk about last year's team because that was something special and something that Boston College hasn't had in a very long time. So right off the bat, what are some of the most memorable moments from last season?
I think definitely one that sticks out is the Ole Miss Regional from last year. Everything leading up to that point, it was a little bit of a roller coaster ride throughout the season. But those last few weeks were definitely a blast, and especially at the Regional, to be able to win in advance of the Supers was something really special.
For me, I think same thing. The last half of the season was a blast. We really got on a roll and were able to take, I think, the last six series wins in a row to get us to the ACC tourney where we wanted to be. And then the Oxford Regional was awesome. The fans were great there. Everything kind of fell our way, and it was just kind of nice to get the recognition for once that we'd been working so hard for. So, yeah.
Yeah, you guys certainly had a really fun run. It was a lot of fun to just be around. But now that you guys are, you know, firmly entrenched as the starting middle infield duo, how did you guys go about developing that on-field chemistry as the double play duo? You know, how did that work when, Jake, you moved over to second base?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a transition, but all freshman year I took reads in the middle with Johnny, so it was good to get that established early, and then I kind of switched over to third base like right at the beginning of the year when someone went down with an injury. So it's kind of been there since we got here. It's been pretty easy. Johnny's fun to play with up the middle, so it really hasn't been great. It's just been fun to get to know how each other work and think up the middle.
Yeah, the chemistry is definitely something that comes with time, but me and Jake kind of right away worked well, gelled together up the middle, and ever since his freshman, my sophomore year, and we've done pretty well ever since, so we're pretty comfortable up the middle playing with each other. So.
And we know a lot about you guys. You guys are staples on the team for the past two, three seasons now, heading into your fourth, Johnny, your third, Jake. Looking forward to this year's team, just right off the bat, what can fans expect heading into Daytona tomorrow?
We're just a group of gritty guys, I think. We're going to lay it out on the field, on the line every day. We're not going to be the most talented team in the country, but we're going to be one of the smartest teams, I think, and definitely, like we were talking about before, just our chemistry. You know, that's speaking on behalf of the whole team, too. We have chemistry all the way through, so that's something that's going to help us in the long run going forward.
Yeah, I think same thing. We got in a good group of freshmen in there, just as gritty as the rest of the team, so they fit right in really well. So it's fun to get those guys adjusted, and I think there's a lot of special freshmen that are going to make an impact early, so, and a lot of sophomores that'll be stepping up to the plate, so it'll be good to see what happens.
And as TJ mentioned, obviously the season starting this weekend in Daytona, how healthy is the team heading down there? You know, does it look like any of the regulars are going to be missing some time early on?
No, we're pretty healthy right now. John Witowski's kind of been battling a little bit of arm injuries, but that's about it. Sean Hughes has another injury. And then, yeah, Dom Hardaway just had hamate surgery on his right hand, so he won't be with us this weekend, but hopefully be back with him, with the team soon.
And now we'll move our specific question to Johnny here. Down at Fenway, when you guys had baseball night, you were selected as the first two-time winner to wear number 8 in honor of Sonny Natakis. What does it mean to hold that honor, first of all, just once, and now to be honored by your entire team, coaching staff, and everyone around the program?
It's definitely an unbelievable honor. I was honestly kind of shocked that first year when I got it, just because no junior has received the award before. So I was extremely grateful to be able to receive it last year. And then this year, to be able to wear it twice, something that is definitely will always hold like a special place in my heart, especially knowing the type of guy that Sonny was and how highly Coach speaks about him as a person. So, such an honor to wear number 8, and hopefully I can wear it with pride this year again. So,
no, that's an awesome honor, and we're sure you will wear it with pride. There's no doubt about that. So turn it over to Jake. You know, one of the best traits of your game that people like to talk about is your ability to get on base in any number of ways. You know, you hit .404 as a leadoff man last year, drew a ton of walks, as we know. You know, what is it that enables you to have that good plate discipline and be a table setter for the team?
I think just allowing the guys behind me to work, you know, they take a lot of pressure off me. I don't really have to do too much, and I just try to keep it simple and get on base so that they can drive me in. It's pretty fun to get on base and know you're pretty much going to score right away with the guys behind me. So it's good. I just try to see a lot of pitches and, you know, as you said, just try to grind my way and get on base no matter what. I don't really care about stats at all. Just try to help the team win.
That's a great trait to have. And you both have been recognized most recently as top 100 players for your position in college baseball. First of all, how cool is that to be one of the top 100 players? And second, how much of a motivation factor is it for you guys to see the names ahead of you and the names that you'll be playing? And does it give you a little edge against those guys you'll be playing and seeing in the ACC?
Honestly, I think I can speak for Jake on this too. It is pretty cool to get recognized nationally like that, but I think our main focus is just about the team and trying to win ball games going forward. So I think that's where our mindset is at right now, and I think we should have a really solid year. So.
So exactly what Johnny said. We're just more focused on the team goals right now, but definitely great to be recognized. Great to have hard work. Great to show that hard work pays off. But just kind of focused on the team goals right now, not really individually.
You took the next question out of my mouth. I was going to say you guys are clearly team first guys. I was going to see if you did have any individual goals, but no, if not, you can just move on. It's all about winning, which is great to hear. The fans want to hear that too. So I guess moving on then, following the team's amazing run last season, which we touched on earlier, you know, how can you guys build off that momentum and instill that feeling into the younger guys who weren't a part of it?
Our goal since we've lost at Miami last year is to get back right there and get that one win that we left on the table last year. It's kind of been an uneasy feeling in the locker room, kind of knowing that we left one out there that we should have had. But I think a lot of the guys watched all the games on TV and could tell, you know, that we were all locked in and ready to go. So it was it's good to get the freshmen in there, and they're starting to learn how special it was and how hard it is to just win every day. You got to do all the little things right. That's why you got to work so hard.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge to kind of spread that to the freshmen coming in, just because you almost have to experience that type of atmosphere and the situation we were in. But I think we've done a good job as a team so far, just kind of sending them like a message and what the team's all about. And I think they have a good mindset going into this year. I feel pretty comfortable.
And I know both of you guys will put your mindset right now on Bethune-Cookman, your first team that you play on Friday and have a series against. But for someone that was down in Miami and saw that series, how excited are you for Friday, April 28th through the 30th, getting Miami up here? I know it's a far, far way away, but I'd love to talk about it because I'm pretty excited for it too.
Yeah, it's far away. But I'm pretty excited. All ACC series are a good time. It's fun. It's competitive. We're just looking forward to. I know you said you want to look to the Miami series, but we're just focused on Bethune-Cookman right now. It should be competitive baseball all around. So, pretty excited.
Yeah, it's definitely been a one that's been circled on our calendars since the year ended. So we're all looking forward to it. It should be a good battle, a good test for us again. But as Johnny said, kind of just focus on the task at hand. Bethune-Cookman, every weekend's huge, every game's huge, every pitch, every inning. So we're going to focus on that right now and focus on Miami when it gets closer.
Yeah, it's probably the right approach to take, but we certainly have Miami circled on our calendars as well. But, you know, you'll get them in front of your home fans this year. But in the meantime, is it tough to play so many road games to start the year before you even get a chance to be on Pellegrini Diamond?
Not really for us, since we've been doing it since we got here. So it's kind of a norm for us now, and we kind of look forward to getting out of the cold and getting to some warmer weather. We love traveling. It's great to go with the guys, get closer as a unit, kind of get everybody used to it, because it gets us ready for the postseason where we look to be in the future. So it's fun. We all enjoy it, and we can't wait to get on the road.
Moving on to more of a team mentality here, and for, you know, people that are looking forward to this season, obviously you guys are two players to watch, and, you know, you're all about the team, but maybe who's your player to watch this season? Either somebody that's been on the team, that's rising to that X factor type area, or maybe a new young gun that we're not familiar with that we're going to be excited to see come Friday.
I think two freshmen who have stuck out to me personally over these last 4 or 5 months since we've been practicing is Matt Gill. He's done a great job on the mound. Aaron Susi's also done a great job behind the dish. So I think they should definitely both see some playing time. Jack Cunningham and Brian Dempsey, call him Brock, they've done a great job in the infield, and all the other freshmen have done good jobs so far.
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's the same. All those freshmen have been doing good job, and they'll really help us out a lot. Dante Baldelli will help us out a lot in the outfield. He's a one that'll stand out. And then Anthony Maselli will really be, like, a big part in this year's team. He's always been a crucial player, but I think he's going to have a big year this year.
It's great to hear about all the freshmen that we look forward to contributing on the field. So turning ahead to, you know, another big series in April, NC State. You know, specifically that Saturday game, what does it mean to you guys knowing you'll be playing that ALS awareness game in Fenway Park?
It's awesome. It's one we look forward to every year. The ALS game's great. Just everything for Pete's been awesome. And to play it in Fenway is going to be an unreal experience against a good team in NC State. So it's one we're really looking forward to, really getting the whole city of Boston kind of on the same page with all the Pete Frady's and ALS train with that. So
yeah, I definitely think that'll be a pretty unique experience, especially since, you know, we're playing for something that's kind of obviously is bigger than baseball, and fighting the disease and ALS, and everything that Pete has gone through and the way he's handled it has been amazing, along with Chris Combs, of alumni of NC State, former player there. So it would be good to play in those guys' honor, as well as those who are battling the disease.
And kind of the last question here for you guys. Heading into Friday, that 6 p.m. game against another BC, but we're only focused on one, honestly. Kind of like, what's your pitch right now? Anybody listening to get behind this team, come out and support you guys and pretty much follow you guys from start to finish? Because I'm sure doing it, but if you had your little elevator pitch, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, we're just going to be fun to watch. I mean, like I said before, a group of gritty guys who are hard-nosed and have a lot of life and energy, I think. Guys that play for each other. So it'll be pretty fun, pretty exciting when 6 p.m. rolls around against Bethune-Cookman to kickstart the season. So.
Yeah, I mean, just like Johnny said, I mean, we're going to be hard-nosed, really hard, playing hard every pitch. You know, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a fun time to finally get out there and see what we can do.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. We really appreciate it. Jake Palamaki and Johnny Adams joining us on the WZBC podcast. Look forward to playing them on Friday against Bethune-Cookman at 6 p.m. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Santini, make a nice little pass over to Sanford. Sanford gives it to Tuck. Tuck with a shot. Oh! Tuck scores, Eagles win. The Eagles have won the 2016 Steam Punk Championship.
Catch all the excitement of Boston College Athletics right here on WZBC Newton 90.3 FM. As BC's only student radio broadcasting organization, WZBC Sports brings a different viewpoint of college athletics to the table. Our student commentators know the campus, student-athlete culture, and latest beat on the teams like no other media outlet, thanks to our dedicated coverage of Boston College sports. Check out our broadcast or weekly talk show schedules at www.wzbcsports.com and get a refreshing take on sporting events at the Heights and beyond.